Yes, Dr. Watson. Neither food nor drink has passed his lips.
And he refused the doctor?
Simply wouldn't have it. And you know how masterful he is.
Yeah.
I didn't dare disobey him.
I understand, Mrs. Hudson. Is there any more you can tell me before we get there?
Very little. He took to his bed on Wednesday afternoon and he hasn't moved since.
And before then? Any clue as to what brought this on?
All I know is he's been working on a case down at Rotherhithe, an alley near the river, and now he's so wasted the bones are sticking out of his face.
Good God. Why didn't he send for me?
Heaven knows. He'd only agree even to that one. I wouldn't stand it any more. With your leave or without it, I said, I'm going for a doctor this minute.
Good for you.
Then let it be Watson, he said. And thank God you were free to come at once, sir.
Well, of course I would be.
Because he's sinking. All these 3 days he's been sinking.
Oh, Holmes is stronger than any man I've met.
He's dying, sir. Mr. Holmes is dying.
The Dying Detective by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Robert Forrest. With Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Edward Petherbridge as Culverton Smith and Alex Jennings as Victor Savage. The Dying Detective.
Well, Watson, we seem to have fallen on evil days.
My dear fellow,
don't I? Don't I look evil? These hands, I can't stop their cursed twitching. As if they itch to get hold of a throat. Now stand back. Stand right back.
Holmes,
if you approach me, Watson, I shall order you out of the house.
What?
Now closer. No closer. Not an inch, not 1 inch. Or out you go.
Holmes, you are ill. Clearly you are very ill. And I am a doctor and your friend.
Yes? What manner of doctor?
I beg your pardon?
What do you know of Capanuli fever, eh? What do you know of the Black Formosa corruption?
I've never heard of either, but that doesn't mean I...
There you are, there. A friend is a friend, but facts are facts. And it's unquestionably a fact that you are only a general practitioner with very little experience and mediocre qualifications.
Such a remark is unworthy of you. It shows only the state of your nerves.
It does pain me to say these things. But you leave me no choice.
Very well, then. If you have no confidence in me, let me call in Sir Jasper Meek or Penrose Fisher. Any of the best men in London.
There's only one man in London knows more than I. What I have is a coolie disease from Sumatra, of which only this is certain. It is infallibly deadly, and it is horribly contagious by touch, Watson. Contagious by touch. You keep your distance, and all is well.
Can you imagine for a moment that risk would matter to me? Hmm? It wouldn't keep me from my duty in the case of a stranger. And my qualifications as your friend are surely not in any... One man in London. Of course, Dr. Ainsfree, the greatest living authority on tropical disease. He's in London all this week. And now I'm going to fetch him.
Watson,
with or without your leave, I may always in the past have deferred to your wishes, even when I've least understood them.
Watson.
But you are ill, and I am a doctor. Whatever you think of it...
Good God. Now, firstly, Ainsfree is not the man.
Holmes, you are...
Secondly... You shall not leave this room before 6 o'clock.
Do you expect me to believe?
No, perhaps not. But I might shoot myself for any poor fool who comes bungling through the door. Yeah, best to lock it just in case. With this infernal trembling and twitching and the revolver so heavy, who knows when it might go off. Yes? Where the bullet might fly. Now lock the door. Huh? Where's my friend? Good. Now... Throw the key onto my bed. Oh. Oh, dear. You're the poorest shot as I might be today. Now, do sit down, old man. That's a good fellow. Now, it's 4 o'clock now. At 6, you may go and fetch our man.
This is insanity.
So it is. But it must be in the order for 2 hours. Now, if you wish, you may read. But I would be obliged if you'd refrain from smoking.